Welcome to Experience Kills. I'm Richard. I'm with Ben. Say hello, Ben.
Hello, Richard.
Now, Ben, do you remember last year when we reviewed Awesome P?
I do.
And I had to cut out a load of it because you wouldn't stop with the P puns.
I don't know what you're talking about. That doesn't sound like me.
I'm hoping you have run out of P puns for this.
I will try and behave as best as possible.
Oh my god. So, Awesome P2 is out. It's been out for a little while. In truth, I've been worried about doing this review because Ben is intolerable. But let's see how we go. Awesome P2 carries on very much where the first game left off. It's a 2D platformer available across a full range of consoles. I think it's on PC as well. You are a P and you jump around picking up coins and jewels and then jump into a pipe or something to get to the end of the level and then on to the next level. And that is basically the game. Rinse and repeat for 20 odd levels, get all the achievements and wait for Awesome P3.
I mean, that sounds quite appealing.
Oh my god, would you please not P-cist with these puns?
No penises. That's a real stretch, that one. Sorry.
Yeah. I feel like you need to be penalised.
Oh, that was good. That was a good one. That was a good one. Please continue.
So, do you want to talk about the game?
I mean, we perhaps or perhaps could, yes.
Okay. So, I don't know if you've got any questions. There's not very much that you could ask. There's they've tidied up the visuals, so I'll tell you that. It was originally designed to look very much like an old school Game Boy game, right? So the monochromatic graphics, the slightly wavy effect to the screen, some of that is stepped back now. It still very much has the vibe of an old Game Boy game, but it's sharper. They've lost the waviness and it seems to be redrawn. So it has a bit more swagger to it.
I'm trying to imagine a P with swagger now. He's got like glasses on, sunglasses. He's got a quiffed hair.
He just looks stocky, okay. You know? Like he's grown up in the past year. He knows who he is now.
He's found his identity.
Yeah.
That's nice.
His personality.
I don't really know what his personality. You did that one to yourself. I don't really know what else to ask you about this. I mean, it's a fairly conventional kind of cut down 2D platformer, yeah? So, I mean, has it have those mechanics or any of the gameplay developed from the first game?
No, not at all. This could really just be a level pack for the original game. It's unashamedly not progressed in any way in gameplay terms. So you start as, you know, you don't get anything as you go on. You just start with the basic controls of a jump, a double jump, move left and right. That's all you get, nothing else. And it's just a case of working out how to get through each level, picking up all of the coins as you go. The achievements in this game, you only get them if you collect every coin in each level. So that's very much part of the, you know, the aim is to get through untouched. It's a one-hit death, obviously. As we discussed in the review for the original game, it riffs a bit on Meat Boy, similar sort of level structures, lengths. Doesn't have the kinetic feel of Meat Boy, where you're just chucking him around and bouncing him off walls. It doesn't feel as good as that, but then he is a P, and everyone knows meat is better than veg, right?
So would you say this was the pinnacle of this particular genre, or is it more like it's a bit of a penalizing situation when it's compared to something like Super Meat Boy?
You've got to stop. It's getting preposterous.
That one didn't work.
No.
That one didn't work. Nice attempt, though. Nice attempt. Well, is this perhaps going to be one of the shortest reviews on Experience Kills of all time, in that case?
I think so. I think if people like the look of it, they'll know what they're getting with this.
Was that people?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yes. Just checking. Yes.
We did that pun in the last one. So people are going to get it. You know, you just need to look at this for 5 seconds and you will understand whether you like this game or not. It's not that expensive. I think it's like £5 or £6. Easy achievements if you can press on through some of the more challenging levels. But it's all doable and fun. So if you like platformers, give it a go, I guess. You know?
A ringing endorsement from Richard.
I don't need to convince anybody. You will just, if you see it and you like the look of it, you'll immediately know whether it's for you or not. It's obvious.
That's fair. Yeah, okay.
So that has been Awesome P2. So until the next time, and God forbid anything else comes out that has puns attached to it. I don't know what it is about peas, but you just can't leave them alone, Ben.
I just love a good pea.
Okay, I'm not going to explore that. Anyway, I'm Richard. You've been here with me, with Ben, on Experience Kills. Please follow us on Twitter. You can also follow us individually at Colonel Red, that's me, and Ben's on DIYE on Twitter. You can visit our website at experiencekills.co.uk and download our podcasts, all good podcast providers. It was good having you. Please come back for our next game coverage, of which there will be many. Thank you. Goodbye.
Peace out.